Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You look at me like that, I'd be like, what?
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Alan Aist, and this is Noche de Pendejadas. Como pudieron ver, la semana pasada les trajimos a alguien super chingón, y esta semana no los voy a decepcionar. Please help me welcome Melody and Nikki B. You know what's so crazy? You guys have been requested so much on the show. Like, your whole family entirely, but like the amount of times I get Melody and Nikki, Melody and Nikki, I'm like, hi.
I've been wondering, like, when are you gonna text us? Like, I was like, when is he like, gonna message us? Like,
yes. I see your comments too.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
But you know what? Muchos de ustedes no saben, we're approaching the season finale. Nos faltan 6 episodes, so I was like, quería esperarme hasta el último.
Save the best for last.
Saving the best for last. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and bring them when the time is right. Y como pueden ver, today the time is right, y por eso las tenemos aquí. Para todos ustedes que no las conocen, I'm gonna go ahead and send it over to them para que ellas les digan un poquito más de quién son y qué hacen.
So my name is Nikki. I am 20 years old and I do a little bit of everything. I'm on YouTube, I do TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. I am also a model for Sebastian Aiden, which is my family's clothing brand. And yeah.
Hi guys, my name is Melody Valadez. I am 18 years old and I have my own business, Melody's Lux. I'm my own boss. Yeah.
Majority of you guys know them from your guys' family channel, yeah. The Aguilars. Y pues si no las conocían, pues ahorita las van a conocer. I want to know all the behind the scenes stuff. Si yo quiero escuchar chisme, yo me voy a pinche TikTok.
You asked literally.
But today I want to sit down with them and be like, I want to know what really happens behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I want to really hear it from you guys. So para empezar, how were you guys growing up? ¿Cómo fue su vida de chiquita de las dos?
So growing up, our life was basically always like a roller coaster. We were always doing something. We had, like everyone else, good and bad moments. Uh-huh. Growing up, I remember...
Ni te acuerdas.
I know, ni me acuerdo.
It was a blur.
What happened?
Well, growing up, we were like any other little girl. But obviously, things happen.
That kind of changed us, made us more mature. Like, for our age, we're like so mature. Ni un pelo de tontas tenemos.
But then from there, like, we go into school, and then from there, like, you know, people, like, little kids, girls start hating, and then we both got bullied in school.
Was this before social media?
Yeah. Yes. And we weren't even, like, in social media. She got bullied, like, the most.
I think
yo no me dejaba, yo soy la chingada.
That was her. Me, I'm more like calmer. Yeah. Yeah, like if you tell her something straight up,
then like, you look at me like that, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Me, I would get bullied because of how tall I was.
Uh-huh. But they added modeling and all that.
And also because of where we lived. We lived like in a gated community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people would like make fun of us because we had money. Like, that's not our fault. Yeah. Like, that my parents chose the house. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was more in middle school and people would like talk bad about us and just kind of want to bully us down.
Yo me acuerdo. Yo las conocí hace años. I think you guys. I met you guys, what, like 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
I think she was 15.
Yes, she wasn't even little. No, 14. You weren't even 15.
Yeah.
Because yo te acuerdas que yo había ido antes a tu quinceañera. I remember where you guys lived. You guys did live in a gated community. Yeah. And I remember them telling me about how a veces venía gente and they would just egg your guys' house.
Yeah. Literally, that was like kids from our school that hated us or that we would like say,
or like little boys ask us out,
that, like, and we would say no to. So it was always like that. Like, they would just egg our house.
They just didn't understand. I said no.
And then us over there clean the huevos. With the manguera.
You know, you grow up. You get bullied. You weren't doing social media yet. But then social media knocks on your door. How was that? ¿Cómo empezó todo eso? How did what you guys are now start off?
I remember when it was middle. No, it wasn't middle school. I was already in high school. Mm-hmm. We were in the hospital most of the times because of my brother. We were in LA. We were here in LA. And I remember just sitting around doing nothing. We couldn't really go out or anything because we would have to be taking care of Sebastian. And we couldn't go out without my mom either. So I remember her telling us, like, hey, there's this thing called YouTube. You guys should, like, start recording. There's people your guys' age. ¿Cómo se llama? Recording. And I'm like, that's true. And she's like, we have no time in our hands. We have to be taking care of the baby. So we're like, that's true, we should do something. She's like, just try it out, a ver que like pasa, a ver if you guys blow up or something. Well, it wasn't really like to blow up, it was just to do something with our lives. Yes, we were like depressed and everything, so she wanted us to like go out and do something, record, and it really helped us out so much. Like, if you guys go down to like my first videos, you guys are gonna see us like in a cuartito. That's where we spend most of our times. You guys are most likely gonna see one wall because we didn't really want to show anything. So that's how I remember starting off.
I was in eighth grade, and then from there I had to move with them to the hospital because my mom needed a lot of help in the hospital. And then I was going to school here in California for like about I don't remember,
I think it was
four.
Not even a year.
She
went to school here.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How like it was. But it was. Yeah. I had to stay here. También.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, it was like December where I think they couldn't do anything for him no more. So we had to go back. Me despedí de todo. Like, bye. I'm leaving. I'm going back home. And then we went back home, and that's when
we were kind of bored in life, so you wanted to record or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one that kind of started first, so we can see.
So they only took
like, following the leader. Just because, like, none of them really had time, and my mom wanted to see, like, what was YouTube? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do it? And actually, she was the first one to, like, and help me edit. She would edit my first videos.
Okay.
I was like, Mom, why are you editing? Like, I can probably do it myself. But no, she was like really wanting to see what YouTube was.
If you guys don't know their story, you know, your brother sadly passed away.
Yeah.
How long ago?
This was 2017, I believe.
So I want to say 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years.
And I feel like, you know, something that, you know, that traumatic happened, but so much amazingness came because of it. And I feel like because of social media, now you guys have been able to take your brother's, you know, legacy, his name to the next
and
level.
And help so much people.
And help so much people.
That's
and
what we love to do.
Yeah. And I love that about your guys' family because nunca van a dejar que se mueran.
No, never.
How's that? How do you guys deal when people come at you guys like, oh my God, nomás usan esto, nomás usan esto, otro? How do you guys deal with that?
I don't understand. Yeah. Like, how can people think so badly about someone that's just trying to help out? Someone that already went through it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, what goes through their head? That's my question. Like,
we're just like, I mean, it's like when someone passes away, I feel like they
todavía like keep their memory alive, but since it's us and we're like
On social media, it's different for them.
I just feel like people a veces nomás quieren agarrarse de algo to hate. Yeah. And I feel like for you guys, it's like the most vulnerable thing to hate about, which obviously I feel like people know that, like, oh, if we talk about this that I know caused so much pain to them, it's gonna get to them.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like, I don't know why people talk shit, because I'm like, girl, I've never had anyone pass away.
Yeah.
But if I did, I goddamn know I'd be talking about that person my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if it's someone so much that I love.
And then people tell us too, like, why aren't you guys talking about him anymore? But then if we talk about him, we get hate. If we don't talk about him, we still get hate. So it's like, we talk about him so much at the house. Like, whenever we're at the Panteon, we're like, oh, like, remember when he used to say this and that? And that's just something we don't share. Like, we just keep it to ourselves. If we see something like pennies, you know how my mom finds pennies? Yeah, we like, she still gets them every day. Like,
You guys just now choose what to share online.
Yeah.
I feel like it sucks. It sucks that sometimes we have to like privarnos from doing what we love and to share what we actually want to share because of the backlash. Because
there's still so much amazing supporters that want to hear like the sites that he leaves us and everything. Yeah. And it sucks for them just because of the haters. But I feel like the haters, I'm not going to say they win because...
like, we're still here.
Yeah, like, I don't know. They just want to see us, like, not posting or... I don't know.
After social media, years in, abren your own clothing boutique in, you know, in celebration of him. Yes. Right, Sebastian Aiden's store. Pero yo pienso que mucha gente allá en casita piensa que ustedes se la pasan todo el día acostadas, nomás llegando que llegue el check.
We do.
You're like, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they're not
but
wrong.
But what's a typical work day for both of you guys? Or no trabajan, o nomás ahí se cansan.
I think we just lay down for like the night.
And we love eating all day. So since I'm the Sebastian Aiden model, I model every week.
Oh,
my
shit.
Mom is like on top of it. She's like, we're getting all this clothes and you guys better model it.
Yeah.
And so
it's a lot.
After the modeling, I have to edit my own pictures. I like to edit my own pictures. I don't know. And I try to rush so the pictures can be out fast and, you know. And then what else? I kind of help my mom out picking out. I help my mom picking out outfits that mean for the store. It's mostly her too, but I like to help out as much as I can. What else do I do? I don't know.
You have your own channel.
I have my own channel. I record monthly. If you guys want to join my monthly subscription. But yeah. What do you do, Meli?
I come to California all the time. I'm here like twice a month, literally.
To restock.
Yeah.
To restock. You have your boutique.
Yeah.
Your...
Online for right now. Like, I take my own pictures for my online. I'm there like for 2 days, 3 days doing everything. I edit my pictures and then I promote it. Everywhere.
And then you make your money.
Me and Arnoir, we package everything.
Yeah.
And I ship my orders. Help her out with anything. Yeah. Like if she needs a picture.
I'm like, Nicole, throw this on. Yeah. Take a picture right now.
Like, if I'm done.
Promote for me.
Yeah. If I'm done modeling for Sebastian Aiden, I'm just like, do you need help with like a picture or something? Y no más like, una, porque.
Throw something on.
You guys have Melody, you have your own business. You help your mom a lot. Yeah. How do you guys do it to balance all that actual work stuff with like still trying to keep up with your social media stuff? Because that's a lot. Social media on its own is a lot. ¿Cómo le hacen?
We most definitely do not have a schedule, but like we know that weekdays we kind of work more than weekends because weekends is more for us.
So you guys kind of do have a schedule then?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday and then weekdays.
It's recording and everything, and weekends is kind of almost our days. Sunday is like para dormir. Saturdays is more for like party days or you know?
Yeah.
Whatever we have.
And then we're
on.
Always coming here to California.
Yeah, you guys are. Yeah. Like, do you guys have any plans of moving out here or no?
I don't know.
We want to, hopefully, si Dios quiere.
So, son hermanas, y muchos de ustedes que tienen sus hermanos, you guys know that there's stuff you guys bond over, and there's also stuff que se pelean. Es muy natural, you know? What are things you guys bond over the most, and what are things you guys fight over the most?
I feel like we bond more with, like, when we say a chisme or something. About someone.
Yeah, I feel like
¿cómo no?
We just love getting home and seeing each other to, like, tell... Mm-hmm. like the chismes, like, hey, like this happened to me today, like what happened to you today, you know, like,
or like
this person messaged me about this, like, did they message you about this? Are they hating on you as much as they're hating on me? Like, what's happening? And then I feel like something that we disagree on is like answering to haters. Like when she tells me, dude, this person messaged me saying this, like, should I answer? I'm just like, no, like you're so much better than that, you're so pretty, don't like listen to them.
And I still like be like on the low.
What's the conversation like? Do you kind of tell like, Melody, don't do it?
Both of us, we say that to each other. Like, no, like if I get hate, like, she's like, no, don't. And I'm just like, come on, like, let's just have fun for a little.
Hey, all right, then.
It doesn't get to us anymore. Like, antes, I feel like it would a lot, because, like, people are just so mean, and it's like older people talking about us. Like, we're young, you know?
And you guys are fucking little girls. Like, not little, but like, come on, there's viejas 50, 40 años talking shit on you. Go fucking fight la vecina or something. Like, why are you attacking these 19 and 18 year old girls? Que nada que ver contigo.
We don't like, do anything to anyone. I know. You know?
Like, and they still try to like make you guys the villains. So, you know, talking about hate, yo pienso que he visto muchísimo from the way, you know, you guys get hate, from the way you guys dress, from the way you guys do your makeup, from the way, you know, who you date, who you don't date, what you do, what you don't do. ¿Qué es algo that you guys, you know, over the years have like learned and kind of like made it a thing to deal with haters now?
I feel like we just don't let it get to us anymore. Mm-hmm. And we get hate so much.
It's like every day. We make a post, they say something.
I'm like, this goes live.
Over everything. Like, we went to Disneyland a couple days ago, and I was wearing like shorts and like a little top. And they're like, they texted my mom, they're like, are you really gonna let your daughter wear that? I'm 20 years old. Like, I'm not the 15 year old Nikki anymore, you know? Like, people just, I think people are stuck at like us being so little.
Yeah, they think I'm still 14.
Now, as a grown woman, like something that you guys maybe posted back then, you're like, fuck, I'm embarrassed for that. Or like maybe on your family channel, you're like, oh my God, I forgot I did that. Like, que vergüenza. Like,
maybe, yeah, like wearing.
Toda la gente, huh?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because like, sometimes I get embarrassed in my old videos. Like, yeah, I cannot like, watch my old videos.
Tell me
to save
about
me.
That. No, I hate
I'm
it.
Like, oh my God, get cringe.
Literally, oh my God, we have a video together. Should we say it? We have a video together and we were wearing the most ugliest lipstick.
No, you didn't take it off?
It's still on there.
I told you, embarrassing.
Get us more views out. I was wearing like a pink lipstick, and what were you wearing? Red, I think?
I don't know, but
I don't know, but we look so bad. What the heck? What was I wearing? I'm what was so I doing? Weak. You know?
I feel like you guys have talked very briefly on plastic surgery. What are your guys' thoughts on plastic surgery? And would you guys ever get any type of plastic surgery in the future? If so, which ones?
Me for sure, huh?
I know you.
Well, like, I was really going to once I turned 18, but I have like anxiety where it like hits me all the freaking time. And that's why I lost a lot of weight. And a lot of people like have been commenting like, oh my God, you're so skinny, this, this and that. But it's because I have anxiety and it just like, it just triggers me all the time. And then like literally I'll throw up to like wake up 9 and then stop throwing up till like 5 in the afternoon.
So you're not really like, you don't really feel ready.
Yeah. For... I lost like a lot of weight, but I was already like, I was already ready for my BBL.
Yeah, she was. I feel like I do want to get something done.
But you don't know yet.
I don't know yet. I mean, I do know, but no quiero decir. I don't really care what people like think.
Yeah.
Because like, they already talk shit about me because I'm skinny. Mm-hmm. So maybe talk about me because I have a big butt or big boobs. I don't
but
know.
You know what's so crazy? I just feel like, es lo que yo digo con la gente. Yo pienso que con la gente nunca gana uno because yo ya quisiera estar delgadito. Lo traté unas veces y no sirvió, you guys, but it's like...
No, you look good.
And it's always the bitches that look like... That will be talking shit. Because when do you have someone that looks bomb talking shit on y'all?
Never. You will never see anyone better or... Not better, but like
that looks good
looking. Yeah.
It's always people that like wish they looked a certain way that talk shit because it's like maybe like the way you guys look is the way they want to look. Y como no puede, pues critica.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so tengo una pregunta individually para las dos, pero vamos a empezar primero con Nikki.
¿Conmigo?
So, si no saben, Nikki, you're in a very public, very long relationship.
Yeah. ¿Cuántos años? We're going to be 4 years.
4 years in December. With Jonathan.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Explícanos para la gente que no los mira or for the people that maybe forgot. How did that happen?
Hey, let me expose him real fast. He was actually flirting with me in class.
Oh,
in
shit.
High school. So we're like high school sweethearts.
Sweethearts, uh-huh.
Yeah. We were like supposed to be looking one direction, but no, he flipped his whole table to look at me. Yeah, like, well, you're supposed to be looking that way. I kind of noticed that he was like flirting with me. Well, he first started off as a friend.
Yeah.
He was there for me like when Sebastian was in the hospital. Like, he would text me like, hey, like, I know we don't really talk, but keep your head up and stuff like that. Like, I remember that. So we did meet in school and we were just flirting.
How did you go from like just flirting to like your first date?
I feel like...
Well, say when I used actually, to echarte el paro like to go to Westgate.
Actually, my brother invited me to go to the movies. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I'm going to the movies with my brother. He's like sick as invite. So I honestly didn't think he was going to show up, but... I just seen his red truck pulling up. You know the red truck that he always has? I seen him pulling up and I was like, oh my God, he was serious about pulling up. So I feel like that's like how it started. After we left the movies, he wrote me like a long paragraph and I'm like, he was really
bro,
he really liked me. Obsessed. Yeah, like he really liked me. Like, you know,
he has a whole tracker on her.
So at the time you guys were already doing social media.
Yeah.
How was that? Like, how was it like having Nikki V already in school? Was anyone talking about your guys' relationship, good or bad?
No, but I like remember when me and Jonathan started hanging out in class or in the hallways, people would look at us like, oh, like I think I seen their video, like I think they're together kind of thing. So it was a little awkward because I would never really hang out with boys. I was always with like girls. So people probably thought about it like weird.
How was high school? There's a question for both of you guys before I ask you una pregunta que te tengo ahorita. Ooh. How was it like, you know, you guys start getting popular online? Arizona, I feel like where you guys live, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
And your high school, you know, I'm sure it's not the biggest either. It was like a normal high school. How was high school like once you guys started blowing up? Did you guys started having more friends, less friends, people talking more shit, or was it all, was it just normal in high school?
I feel like we had less friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like just people knew what we did.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like people would stare more at us and try to talk to us.
I feel like, you know? And then we had like our own circle.
Yeah. It was always like us, like super little.
Did you guys ever like feel like the people that would try to be friends, they were just trying to be friends for the wrong reasons?
I remember a girl telling me like, hey, I know you do YouTube. We should be friends. Like, and that was
how am I going to get Sally Lewis? Get out of me.
No, yeah.
I love you, girl. Like
no.
She's like, I want to be in your videos too.
And I had her in a class. Like, she really
told me. Was that awkward for you, or you just like caught off guard?
Like, I obviously didn't make it like a big deal, but I would talk to her, but I knew what her intentions were like. So I was like, okay, this girl is like a little weird.
Like, we can't tell her chismes. I feel like I had more friends in high school because like eighth grade, I got like, I didn't really have friends.
Yeah.
I would sit on the bench alone.
Through everything.
Yeah. And then from there, I got a little nervous. I think I had more friends in high school. I had like my own bolita though, of friends. Yeah. I didn't really talk to just anyone because...
You had your little bolita, but you knew a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they knew me.
We weren't really like friends with a lot of people. It was just like our little circle.
Or like girls were just... We would have our own circle because there was like girls... from school that didn't like us.
Yeah.
Oh, either shit. They didn't like her and then they didn't like me, or they didn't like me.
So that means that we don't like her.
Girls are, especially when they see other girls doing good, empieza la envidia. Yeah. How have you guys been able to deal with that envidia in person? Has it ever happened to you guys on the les pasa algo en persona where you guys are like, really like, why'd you guys do this?
I don't know.
Well, me, no. I've just had like a girl come up to me and then like fangirl me, and then she goes online like, on live talking shit about me. I've actually said it in one of my YouTube videos.
A recent one.
Yeah, and then she's like, I go to the fair and then she's there. Mm-hmm. And then she comes up to me and still hugs me. She still had the nerve.
After she was talking
shit. Yeah. But I had blocked her like 2 times because she was being weird. She was like,
hey. She's like, girl, why'd you block me?
Yeah.
I hate and those bitches.
I know.
Yeah, she went live, and then Arnoir went live, and then he went live with her. And then I would call him. I was like, hey, that's the girl.
That's the girl that was talking
shit.
Yeah,
but I was like, wait, I should have like let him tell her something so she couldn't be like...
Yeah. Or she like, couldn't be off guard.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so crazy when shit in person happens because it's like, uno a veces nomás hace sus videos just for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, uno sin maldad. Like, I'm just going to do my little video y que sea lo que sea. And then there's actually people that like...
Are obsessed so and mad. Weird.
Yeah. And they're so weird that they're down to like go up to a person they don't even know and tell them shit.
Like, I really thought like the hate was just online. But when... Like, we noticed things in person. It was like, people are actually like this. Yeah. Like, they're not embarrassed.
No, they're not. They're not. How do you guys deal? Because online, it's easy to ignore. But in persona, how do you guys deal with that?
I feel like I would just walk off. Like,
yeah, I would too. I've gotten so many interactions and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to feed into it. It takes two to start a fight. I'm just going to walk off.
Yeah. Or like this one time we were at the mall because my parents had left both of us. And then we were like, just going to go run to the store and go back. And then there was this guy telling me, he was like, oh, Ken, my daughter's looking for a stepmom or something. Well, and I was like 14.
Was like our supporter.
Yeah.
She was so excited to meet us. Y el señor like telling
her. Yeah. And I was like, and I don't know, I probably cussed at him or I don't know. And I just walked away. I was like, oh my God.
And she didn't tell me.
Yeah, I was 14. I was like, Nicole, let's go. She's like, what's happening? I was like, let's fucking go. Like, don't talk.
I would have like flipped him off or something.
Yeah.
Especially I was scared. Because like where does your safety come, like where do you feel safe? And I feel like sometimes, like maybe for you girls, like maybe you guys don't like going out too much because you're like,
no, mejor en casita
para la calle. You know what I mean?
Like
we'd rather go to Sebastian Aiden.
A couple months ago there was like a guy outside of my house flashing the lights, taking pictures of me. I actually like had a video. We had camera footage.
Yeah.
I made a video about it, but I obviously didn't put the camera footage because I don't want people knowing,
you know? Your area. Yeah.
And it was so freaking scary. I was like, is this a fan? He was just snapping hella pictures. You can see, the flashlights. And, I went around and I put my window down. That was the most dumbest thing I could have ever done. And I was like, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? And he just told me, he's like, I'm a stranger. Like, who says that? Like, you're taking pictures of me.
Yeah. In my home where I'm supposed to feel
and I remember feeling something. Like, I was okay, something's not right. I feel off. I'm going to have my phone with me. When I open the door, I see the flash. Like, something told me, girl, be careful. Yeah. Was he waiting for me to, get off, go to my door or something?
Probably.
Like, I was scared. Like, I really put the window down and I was
wait, you were in your car?
I was in my car.
Oh, okay, so of course you had... I thought you were in your house and you went outside to go
breathe.
Oh,
no.
I'm like, guess what? No. Oh, my God, that is scary. So, you needed to get off your car and go
into
your
house. Yeah, my house. And
that is scary.
After I put the window down, I think he was, walking close to my car, and I just drove off with my car.
Scary.
And I remember calling everyone. I was like, dude, lock the doors, lock everything. Like, there's this guy right there outside of the house. And then scary. I told my brother, can you please go check if he's like out there? He's like, fuck no, I'm not gonna open the
He was scared.
I'm like, just checking the window. He's like, no, I'm not gonna check on the window. And then I remember Arnor telling us that when he saw my brother, he had a bat on him.
That's how scary it was.
Yeah. Like,
on social media, especially being a girl, and I feel like it's so scary because sometimes like we share stuff without thinking that there's gonna be a psycho out there watching is like down to go. You know, have you guys seen the videos of that girl online that like, oh, if you tell her to find your address, she finds it just by looking at like where you've posted in the past?
What the heck?
Have you guys seen that?
No.
And that girl gets hella views, and like random people will comment on her TikToks like, find my address, and she'll go like, deep diving into all your posts.
Is it on TikTok?
It's on TikTok, yeah. It's a random girl. And I got so freaked out because I'm like, if this bitch was able to find that so quick without anyone dropping an address.
What makes you think others won't?
Yeah.
And someone with a bad intention. Mm-hmm. And then there comes like where you're like, fuck. Like, should I not be posting or should I be posting everything I'm doing? Yeah.
And then we take pictures all the time.
Yeah.
Literally. And I feel like no más falta que alguien conozca el lugar, and then they put two and two together and they're like, aquí es
lugar. That's so
scary. Ah, we're like spooky edition.
Spooky season.
Going back to Nikki, so, you know, yo he visto muchos comentarios. ¿Y saben qué? Yo vi mucho este comentario when you and Jonathan were helping your mom out with the grand opening of your guys' store. Y mucha gente estaba comentando de, oh my God, Nikki and Jonathan give off very Candy and Nestor vibes, but like the mini version.
I've been seeing that. Yeah.
You've been seeing that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you guys are kind of like the mini version of that?
I feel like we are, only because my parents have been together for a long time. And were they high school sweethearts?
No,
they weren't. They've been together for a long time. Me and Jonathan have been together for a long time. We've known each other since we were young. They have two. We're always with them. They motivate us so much. And we just see like their hard work. And we're like, that motivates me. Like, I want to be like them. And yeah.
And she's like, so we are.
No,
we
like, are the mini version. I feel it. Like,
I feel like you guys give off that, like, whenever I watch you guys together, I'm like, oh my God, why does it feel like I'm watching Candy
like,
and Nestor?
I feel like we're mature. Like,
I'm like, you guys are the new versions. Yeah. And you're like, we're ready to take off the Aguilar's channel.
No, not ready.
Next move.
She's like, that's her next business move. How about you, Melody? So you have your business. Mm-hmm. O cómo fue que dijiste un día, sabes que yo voy a tener mi propio negocio?
Well, I used to work for Sebastian Aiden. I used to package the orders and everything. En chinga y andaba. And then from there, I already like the experience of like working there, knowing everything. I was like, I'm going to open up my own business. Mm-hmm. And from there, I want to like grow it, and then from there I want to like make, my dream is always to like donate back, obviously, when I get so much money. Mm-hmm. And then I want to open up like a nail salon or something. So when you guys see me like in, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, come back to this video.
Go back to this video.
Because I'm going to have my own nail salon.
You're manifesting.
Yeah.
You're manifesting. How did you come up with accessories? Like, out of every business you could have like come up with, what made you be like, you know what? I'm going to come out with accessories.
Well, I love jewelry.
Yeah, I was like, just looking at all her jewelry.
I love jewelry. And I used to wear rings, but one time se matoró, and then my finger was literally like about to like fall off, and my mom was there with like aceite, and like, I don't know, she was there with like oil and everything, and
trying to fucking butter it out.
She was. And then I didn't wear rings for like 2-3 years, and then I'm back again. I did.
Are those from your store?
Yeah, my jewelry right here.
You guys, if you guys haven't checked it out, va a estar todo linked down below.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
¿En qué se miran haciendo ustedes dos, obviously individually, in 5 years from now?
I kind of see myself buying houses and renting them. I feel like I want to do that. And
like you want to get into real estate.
Invest my money and stuff like that. Yeah.
Pues vamos a ser mejores amigas.
I feel like that's what we want to do. We want to like invest our money in good things.
Wait, do you want to do real estate too, or you want to just invest it in another way?
Yeah, like in, I don't know, businesses. Like I want to do maybe. Well, because, like, doing business is really hard.
Yeah. Super hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, that's why I'm like, it's too hard.
Thank God we have our parents to guide us. Yeah. They help us out so much. Like, everything they do, they're, like, doing it
literally
for us.
Without my mom, I don't think this business, because like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
They probably see us, like, as an independent, but behind us is our parents.
It's your whole parents. Yeah. It's like, it's if without them, you guys wouldn't be doing
I don't think so. Like, they
and
push us
like,
out.
And I feel like that's great. Like, yes, it's great to give them credit, but also you guys have to give yourselves credit. Yeah. Like, it's not easy. Like, it's you can not. Have thousands of people helping you, pero si tú no quieres hacer algo,
that's what
you
my parents
have the
tell us.
Power, then no se hace.
Like, my mom tells us, like, we can talk to you guys about everything. We can, like, give you guys all these like little consejos. Tips and tricks, but if you guys don't get up every day and do something for yourself, then you're not gonna do anything with your life.
And that's true, because el ser alguien que quiere salir adelante nace de aquí.
Sí.
Si tú no quieres nada for yourself, even aunque te regalen todo lo que te tengan que regalar to be set for life, you're not gonna do anything. You know what I mean?
So
do you guys
true.
Feel like you guys get that from your mom?
Oh, yeah. Like, she talks to us, she talks about it a lot to us.
Yeah, to us.
She's like,
since we were, like, little.
Yeah,
since we were, like, little.
She has so much faith in us. Like, she's always uplifting us and motivating us.
Because everyone would, like, doubt my mom growing up. They would be like, oh, you're not going to be nothing. And
so much people everyone
that said that is, like,
they're
begging her right now.
They're eating their own words.
Yeah.
Like, girl, mira todo lo que hice de nada.
And would even like talk about us, like
the worst
they would talk about us, saying like, "Oh, your daughters are gonna get pregnant. They're gonna be exactly like you." Mm-hmm. And
that motivates us. I want my mom to look so good.
Yeah.
You know?
How do you guys deal? Like, do you guys ever, when you guys are accomplishing things, do you guys ever look back and be like, "Mira, la gente que dice que no podían, ahora qué es lo que están haciendo ahora?" Do you guys, do those people ever come back into your guys' life and be like, ¿cómo están? Like,
Yeah, there's still some family members.
Oh, shit. So, I feel like, you know what? Family is like your biggest hater. A lot of family members, you guys, like, mucha gente, cuando yo también empecé, que me dudaban, que pinche vulgar, que, ¿cómo que va a hacer algo out of that?
Yeah.
Mírenme ahora. Vulgar y todo lo que quieras decir.
Yeah, you were funny, but, though. You know, to me, you're funny.
I know.
You are.
You know what's crazy? That's how I met you guys.
Yeah.
Funny story about Melody, you guys. I don't think I've ever shared this story, but when I first met them, I remember I was going to Arizona because I was going for a wrestling show, and I had hit up your mom, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be in town. You guys invited me over. Y no van a creer, you guys, Candy was like, oh my God, Melo is so excited to meet you. I'm so excited to meet you. Estaba bien excited, whatever. Llego yo, ¿verdad? Yo pensando que Melo va a estar bien excited.
Like,
su cuarto la Melody, porque tenía tanta vergüenza to come downstairs to meet me. And to me, I was like, you know what? She's very shy. So that's a little funny story with Melody, you guys.
I remember that.
You guys remember?
You were so shy.
Yeah, I was like, hiding in there.
So shy. But I remember Melody being more shy than you.
What was I doing?
Because I think you were downstairs, like, cleaning. You
were doing something.
And
la
tenienda sirvienta.
Yeah, I was like, Melody, bro. Alan is here.
She's like, don't make it obvious. Don't make it obvious. But it's crazy. So, ya hablando de eso, if you guys could go back in time, and, you know, what would you guys tell the little versions of you guys' self, 15, 14-year-old versions of yourself?
I would be, little me would be so shook.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I used to be so shy. Like, if you met me when I was little, I was in the corner. My mom put me in modeling.
Okay.
I was the shyest girl. Like, I wouldn't talk to anyone. I had no friends or anything. I would walk, like, weird.
Yeah.
And, like, now, like,
she would literally go, like, in orange pants and a purple shirt to school.
Don't say that. But I was just different me. It was like someone else. And like, I'm so happy that I'm the way I am now. Like, I can talk to someone.
Yeah.
I if you don't talk to me, then I'm just gonna
make plática.
Yeah, make plática.
Talk to you.
Yeah. That's how I am now.
What's something you would tell young Melody?
I don't know. I feel like I was more... Well, I'm happy now, but I feel like I was more goofy when I was little before, like, Sebastian passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that hit us all. Oh, my voice is a little shaky.
Do you feel like you wish you would continue being goofy, or what do you mean by that?
Well, growing up, yeah, I was, like, I feel like I was more goofy when we were more little, when I was, like, little. I feel like a lot of things that have happened to me, like, have changed a little bit, but I'm still happy, you know, I'm still funny. I still like cotorrear with my family. We're still.
But you feel like social, because you were so young, you know, it robbed you of that.
Yeah. And like social media too, like it's just anyone that wants to do social media, to be honest, I
you
feel
have
like
to be strong.
Yeah. Because I was strong, como que ya me pegó poquito, but yeah, I used to have the attitude where I didn't give a fuck, but now como que like it does change.
I just feel like with social media, especially because you guys started out so young, eran unas niñas, like so young, and when you bring someone so young into such a hateful platform, like there's no way in hell that like all these hate comments won't get to us.
Yeah.
Like even me, I started blowing up on social media when I was 18. And even then I was like, oh shit, like I was not ready for that.
Yeah.
Yo pensé que iba a subir mi video y que todos me iban a You know what I mean? But it's really not like that because it comes
especially
to boy.
Now I feel like
now it's just crazy.
Now you're crazy. You're canceled.
You have to be so strong. You need like someone talking to you.
What advice do you guys give to someone that wants to like do social media?
I feel like you guys should grábense, and
at the end of the day it's fun. Just don't listen to any of the negativity. That's how we are. Like a lot of people text us for the most dumbest things ever, but we just know that we're like doing good, feeling good. Like just don't worry.
Then sometimes it's like la gente hace un problema out of nothing. You're like,
oh my gosh, I know.
Yeah. If you're someone records you and you're just like, I don't know, looking down or looking.
Oh my gosh, she's not feeling their vibe.
You know?
And you're like, girl, I'm just fucking
looking down.
I'm probably having an anxiety attack, and you're over here thinking I'm a bitch. Like
we're human, you know. At the end of the day, like we all have feelings. We all have bitch faces like I do. Like,
I know. People are fucking crazy. Anyways, guys, so since we're approaching the end of today's episode, I want to say thank you, girls, for coming to the podcast and, you know, talking with me y platicar con todos ustedes. For those of you guys that want to go ahead and follow them and follow their businesses, they will be appearing on the screen and linked down below so you guys can go ahead and follow them. And also, don't forget to follow me on all my social media so you guys won't miss any future episode. And with that being said, thank you, girls, for coming.
Thank you. I wish it was a little longer. Can we just spend the night?
Just barely getting good.
Yeah, like I love it. I feel like we love talking to you. Like we saw you at the party and we were just like chismeando, but you know, like
talking.
I just feel like with every, because you know how like it's a lot of influencers. Yeah. I feel like everyone's just not them, like that we think they actually are. And I feel
and
like you're so humble.
It's just, yeah, I love you so much.
Like our brother.
When we got home, we were just telling my mom, like, how much we love you and everything.
Thank you. Well, I love you guys, too. And I'm so happy for that you guys were able to make it and make time. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys. Woo!
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.